Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Signs Follow the Believing Believer Already in Progress.
See, don't come before the King having sin in your life. I got a brother here that wants to be healed, and I don't want to have any sin in my life when I come before the throne of God. I know how good a lawyer devil is. I know that when I kneel at the throne room of God, if I got any kind of sin in my life, the devil's going to say, oh, God, oh, Father, look at that little idiot son of yours there. He's coming trying to think he's going to get some from you, and he's got sin in his life. But if I've confessed my sin, I've washed myself in the blood of Jesus, and His blood has cleansed me and made me pure and holy, I have no sin in my life. Now that with no sin in my life is the righteousness of God in Christ, I can come before the King and ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything I want. And He promises to answer my prayer. So I prayed that prayer for Franz. And then I told him, I said, Saturday afternoon, about 6 o'clock or something like that, 7 o'clock, whatever. I said, see you in church Sunday. He come busting through that door, I sitting down back here, run over and put his arm around me and said, Thurman, you really know how to make Jesus real to a man. I said, so what happened? He said, that thing in my mouth's completely gone. God's good, isn't He, Franz? He did it. We've got to learn to be children of faith, not children of unbelief. Because if we have unbelief, we pray and nothing happens. When you pray, it should happen every time. God promises to answer your prayer. Because when you look at this scripture, He says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, you shall cast out devils, demons. When you cast out a demon, I remember the most awesome test of demonic activity that Cheryl and I and Dave have ever encountered. And whenever I sat down at this breakfast table with this lady, beautiful little lady, probably late 30s or early 40s or so, this woman had problems in her breasts, in her stomach. And I told her, I said, it's just a demon, and I'm going to cast them out of you, and I'm going to command them not to. I said, have you got ever sin confessed? She said, yes, I do. Far as I know, I've ever sin confessed. I said, okay, if you've got ever sin confessed, then I'm going to command these demons not to manifest because we're in a public place. You know, the last thing you want is somebody to start screaming and cussing in a restaurant. Especially if you're a man in there with a woman by yourself. Well, of course, you know, I wasn't by myself. There was other people in the restaurant, but me and her was over at a counter by ourselves. And so I did all that. And then I told her, I said, now I'm going to command these spirits to come out of you, and they're going to come out of you, and you're going to get healed. So I said, now, Satan, you and your demons, I command you to come out of this woman right now in Jesus' name. And I said, Lord, thank you for doing it. And I looked up at this woman, and her eyes were going out of sight in the middle. Her eyes crossed. Her tongue came out of her mouth, turned upside down, and went back in her mouth. I've never seen that in my life, and she could still speak perfect, even with her tongue. You just grab a hold of your tongue, try to say something. You can't do it. But that demon was talking out of her. I said, come out. And he said, we are not coming out. I said, oh, yes, you are. I said, in the name of Jesus, you're coming out. I guarantee you're coming out. I said, you have no legal right to this woman. She has confessed her sin. He said, she has not confessed her sin. She has a sin that she doesn't even remember. And we have got her mind locked up, and we will never let her confess that sin. I said, well, what is that sin? And those demons, just to show you how stupid they are, they told me. They said, this woman, when she was a young girl, 14 years old, I believe it was. 11. Okay, 11 years of age or 14, whatever it was, this woman joined the Rainbow Girls. That's an offshoot of the Masonic Lodge. The women's organization, the Eastern Star, is the full-grown women's deal. The Rainbow Girls is the little girls' thing. They said when she joined the Rainbow Girls, she opened the door to us to come in, and we came in. And I said, well, over the years, many of you have come in. I said, how many of you are in there? He said, there's 2,823 of us in this place, in this woman. I said, okay, no problem. I will call her back up, and I'll have her repent of that sin, and then I'll cast you out. And he said, we are interwoven in her brain. We will never allow her to confess that sin. I said, well, in that case, I'll just confess it myself. I said, I have power over sin. I can forgive sin. They said, you cannot. I said, yes, it's written in John 20, 23. Is that where it's written?
Yes.
What does John 20, 23 say? Look at this. John 20, 23. Look at John 20, 23. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they're retained. Now then, just put that over in the NLT right quick. That says whoever sins you remit. Let's see what the NLT says there. And if you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. Now, I don't know about you, but that can't be no clearer. Both the King James and the NLT both say that whosoever sins I forgive are forgiven. Is that what that says?
Yes.
Does it really say that, girl?
It does.
Ooh.
It does.
You didn't know you had that kind of power,
no.
Didn't you? See? You're glad you come to church today. But see, I didn't know that for a long time. And then when I found that out, then I said, you devils of hell, I remit this woman's sin of joining the Rainbow Girls. She is now forgiven for that. And I said, now then. And of course, when I said that, that demon, he jumped up and he says, almost nobody knows that verse.
I know that's right.
And them that have read that verse don't believe it. Now, why do you think that was true? Because Satan and his host of demons are blinding our mind. We don't realize that we on this earth are sons of God. Did Jesus say that we can do anything he can do?
Yes.
Because where does he live?
Yes.
Right there. He's not far away. He's right there. And that's why Jesus said, anything I do, you can do also. Anything. So if Jesus says, he turns right there and says, if you forgive her sin, they're forgiven. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, that sin's forgiven. I forgive it in Jesus' name because I'm the Son of God. It's done. And I said, now then, you devil of hell, come out of her. And I mean, them demons started coming out of that woman. I mean, she started spitting up stuff and everything. I called in a few minutes. I said, honey, I called the Lord. I said, Lord, this woman's going crazy on me here. She's cussing. She's spitting. She's doing everything. She's saying foul words. I said, I got to have Cheryl down here. They're going to throw me out of this place in a minute. I said, Lord, Father, bring me Cheryl down here quick. And as soon as I said that, my phone rang. She said, honey, where are you? I said, get down here quick in this restaurant. I need you now. I'd never seen that woman move that fast in my life. But boy, she was there in a heartbeat. And in the next few minutes, in the next few hours, we cast demons out of that woman. And in fact, one time there, we was kicking out devils and they're leaving. And all of a sudden, she says, oh, I'm okay. I'm delivered. I said, are you sure you're okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I said, okay. So I turned around and looked at Cheryl. And when I did, this woman just went flying through the air about 4 foot off the ground for about 10 foot out there. She levitated right there in that restaurant. Have you ever seen anybody do that?
Nope.
I never had either till that time. She landed on the floor. I ran over there. Jumped on top of her, put my knee in her stomach. Now, this is going on in a restaurant. Exciting days with Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm holding this woman down, got her hands down like this, she's got her arms up like this, she's laying there, and I've got my hands on her hands, got my knee in her stomach, holding her down, saying, come out of her, in Jesus, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And there was demons coming out, and there's a guy sitting there in a chair. He said, sir, I'm a paramedic, can I help you? I said, I'm casting demons out of this woman. You know how to cast out demons? He said, no. I said, then you can't help me. All of a sudden, this woman says, I'm delivered. I'm okay. But okay, so I get up and I'm real careful. I get up and I stand up and I said, reach down to take her by the hand. And I raise her up and I said, you sure you're okay, young lady? She said, yes, I'm fine. So I'm walking back toward my chair like this. And Cheryl's standing over here. And I get pretty close to the chair, and I turn to look at the chair, and when I do, she comes airborne with her feet up and kicks me right here.
Oh.
Both feet. She's flying through there, and I turn to see her coming through there. I do this, and just as I do this, you know, I mean, she just bounces off of me. She hits the floor. I jump up, and I grab her again, and I got her knee down on her like this. Have you ever seen anything like this in a restaurant? It's fun. Serving Jesus is fun. I've had so much fun serving the Lord. I grabbed that woman by the hair of the head. I began to bounce her head on the concrete floor. I said, come out of her, you devil of hell. Come out. I command every one of you to come out of her in Jesus' name. And man, these demons are coming out. She's throwing up, foaming. All of a sudden, the manager of the place comes. He said, "You guys have got to get this woman out of here." He said, "Everybody in the place is trying to run off. Even my hips wanting to go home." I said, "Okay, we'll take her upstairs." We took her up to our bedroom, me and Dave and Cheryl. We got this woman in the room. I'm sitting on top of her, straddled her in the bed. And she's laying there on the bed, and I'm straddled, holding her down. Holding her, and Cheryl's got a pillow there. Every time we command demons to come up, there's just all kinds of junk comes out of her mouth, foam and all kinds of stuff. And Dave's holding her feet because she's trying to kick. Dave's holding her feet down. We are at now, then all of a sudden I look up, we've got every demon out of her but two. Two demons. I said, "Are all of you demons out of there? There's still two of us in here and we are not coming out." I said, "Lord, I don't know what I've done wrong, but this, I've been at this 7.5 hours. Now see, now I'm telling you all this in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but this story took 7.5 hours to manifest. I looked over at that clock and said, "Lord, in an hour, I got to preach at that church tonight." And I said, "Lord, why won't these last two demons come out?" He said, "Son." I said, "When is this going to be over?" He said, "Son, when I died on the cross, I said, it is finished. You don't believe it." He said, "When you believe, it's finished. When you believe you have power over those demons, then they're going to listen to you and they're going to come out. But as long as you got that unbelief and doubt in your heart, they ain't going to come out." So he said, "When you believe it's done, that's when it's going to be done. That's when it's going to be over. When you know when you believe you're healed, you know when it's going to be, you know when it's manifested? It happened 2,000 years ago. You just haven't believed it. So when you get a hold of the fact, it's already done. Man, I'm holding this woman down thinking, I'm hearing what God's telling me. When I believe, it's over." Man, I grabbed her and I shook her and I pushed her down on that bed hard as I could. I said, "You demons of hell, I believe with all my heart. Now I have no doubt in my heart. I said, I guarantee you demons, when I speak the next time, y'all are coming out, you're going to the abyss and you're never going to enter this woman again. I said, in the name of Jesus, come out of her. It's done." I jumped off and I said, "Woman, get up. You're delivered. I guarantee it in Jesus' name." She opened her eyes, looked up at Cheryl and said, "Who are you?" She looked up at me and says, "And who are you?" And she looked down at the foot and she said, what are you doing to my feet?" And Dave said, "Well, you was trying to kick us, so we was holding you down." I said, "You're okay now, aren't you?" And she said, "I don't even know what happened." We know she was delivered. She didn't remember a thing.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Signs Follow the Believing Believer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.